98% pure potato.
98% pure potato.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of 98% Pure Potato. This is John Griffiths speaking. I'm taking a bit of a diversion this week because I only just discovered that there's another book that I've contributed to which has been revised. So I wanted to use this podcast to talk about it. It's called Readings and Account Planning. The editor, the executive editor, is Hart Weichselbaum, based in the Chicago area. And a number of years ago, I think it was about 2008, he put together this collection of papers from all sorts of people, and it has just been revised in the last 6 months. It's been out since March. It's on Amazon, Readings and Account Planning, completely revised and updated. So what I thought I would do is to talk to you a little bit about it. I was delighted to be included within it the first time around. Basically, these are papers which have appeared in other places, and within this list, there is Belwick, there is Mary Baskin, and there is Wendy Gordon. There is quite a lot from Alice Kendrick, who's been so involved in the States in training planners. And there was also Scott Bedbury and Malcolm Gladwell. So that really gave bragging rights. I'm not quite sure if all of these are represented in the new version. I hope they are, because their contribution was great last time. Just to let you know that Malcolm Gladwell was writing about quail hunting. So what I wanted to do was to talk to you about the ideas in the paper which was included as a chapter. It was something which was published in ABMAP about 5 years before. And the idea of it was something like this. I had come out of working in an integrated agency, CDP, with a whole lot of ideas about how to do planning in an integrated environment. And I was quite frustrated that in the prevailing environment in London, all that people wanted to go on about was advertising planning, as if advertising planning was sufficient for everything you needed to know. So I set out, and that was one reason why I set up my website, planningaboveandbeyond.com, as a way of talking about some of these other wider ideas. And when I got to write a paper, I actually wrote two articles which appeared in ABMAP magazine. They were very well received at the time. I think they got star ratings, which was very nice. And when Hart came to put together the book Readings in Account Planning, he asked for permission to use it and got it from the ABMAP people at WARC. So let me explain to you the core idea that I'm explaining in this first paper, which is a chapter in the book. You can search on WARC and find both of them and other things that I've written. The basic idea is this, that advertising planning has got a huge bias on it because it's advertising. So if you're working on things other than pure advertising, then you need to revise your thinking dramatically. And I go through a series of something like seven assumptions that simply don't work when you work outside of advertising. But what I then proposed was that the first job that an account planner has to do is to understand the business model of his agency and to align with that. So I explain in a little detail how within advertising, the point of advertising is through the volume of media spend. So although, and the production charges that one's able to put together, but it was originally, the original advertising model was based on the volume of media spend, even though those margins have come down massively. When I started to work in other disciplines, like direct marketing or sales promotion or PR, I discovered that each of them had got a different business model, and that if I didn't align what I was doing as a planner with the business model, I'd get into trouble and ultimately I'd get fired. So if I was to take an example of direct marketing, because direct marketing doesn't rent other people's media but constructs its own medium, the focus is much more on the creation and operation of dismantling of a medium. And what's absolutely key to that is getting hold of the right audience, because the managing of that audience is what's key to what gives you the return and ultimately the margin. And if one looked at the web, and I only give a web example here, because one is constructing a medium, it is about generating income through the complexity of what's being created. So in other words, there are different models, And if you're using the wrong model in the wrong agency, you are in effect working against the interests of that agency. The way this comes out in 98% Pure Potato was that I couldn't help noticing that although account planning started at pretty much the same time in two different agencies, one was J. Walsh Thompson, the largest agency, which had some of the biggest and most long-standing clients in the country. And the other one was Burrs Massimi Pollitt, who had one client, Cadbury's, and who was pitching like crazy to win a whole lot of others. It won't surprise you that the style of planning for each of those agencies was very, very different. And that's not simply because of local culture or chemistry of the founders, but because if you have long-standing clients and long-standing brands to manage, as J. Walsh Thompson did, then the kind of planning you're going to do is going to reinforce that. It's aimed at keeping your clients with you and to demonstrate the benefit of them keeping their accounts with you and spending a sustainable amount of money to generate long-term brand value. On the other hand, with BMP, if you've only got one client, then long-term brand value isn't the point. The point is to have impactful advertising, which has got the proof that it's researched well and that it is performed in the marketplace, and that gives other clients the confidence to come to you and to ask you to do similarly brave and distinctive advertising because they know that it's going to work. But that's very different from a startup to an established agency. So that's the main idea which I explore in this chapter in the book, Readings in Account Planning. But more than that, what I also went into is this role of the planner in the integrated environment as coordinating the others in terms of how the strategy is worked through. And what I suggest is that everyone on the team has a twin role, both as a specialist in their area to deliver best in class in their specialism, but also as a generalist to look across the whole thing. The danger, if all we do is to work with people as specialists, is that some poor individual, the account handler usually, and also the planner, has to stitch together things which are fundamentally different from one another and then to cover it in brand paint, which gives us the kind of matching suitcases model, which has been so unhelpful. It all looks and sounds the same, but we all know underneath it's all very different. The idea of this is that as you put the campaign together, it is not simply the responsibility of the account handler, or for that matter, for the planner, to be the generalist sitting above it, but that actually all the team need to think not only about doing the best in their particular area, but of functioning as generalists who can advise the rest of the team into how their specialism can be brought in line with the rest to produce best in class overall. So those are the two main ideas in the chapter. But if that whets your appetite, then do go and have a look at it. Of course, I'm still chuffed that 10 years on, I'm still in a book with Malcolm Gladwell, but then who wouldn't be? But whether or not you get it, hopefully that explains what the chapter is about. It is available, as I said, in AdMap if you search for it and other pieces that I've written. So that's pretty much all I've got to say about that this week. So thank you very much for listening.